Grab an ice-cold Coca-Cola today and enjoy.
Rick Davis, he's not just the guy who buys and sells you gold, diamonds, and silver.
I study the markets. I look at it day in and day out and have for 43 years. I'm banking on you to bank on me to where we both and all come out ahead on this. We sit here at this desk and we work out what you want. It's not what Rick Davis wants. It's what you, my customers, want, and tell me what you want to do and what you want to experience, how you want to be set up and how you want it to work. And we do it your way and we make you happy. I'm here every day to please you and to do what you want done. We have people that come in and they have a 2-carat diamond. They thinking about $2,000 or $3,000, and first offer might be $10,000, $12,000 on just one little stone. I'll make sure that before you leave my desk, you'll leave here with a head full of knowledge and at least know what you've got and what you're working with right now.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, Brainerd Road, Chattanooga. Making the deal right for you.
Here's two of the nicest guys in the car business, Eddie Brooker and Greg Outs from North Georgia Toyota in Dalton.
Wow, Eddie, can you believe that St. Patrick's Day is already come and gone?
Do what?
Yeah, I've decided to forget the last few months and just jump from March to July.
I've always thought you were missing some time up there.
Let's tell them what's going on at North Georgia Toyota.
2020 Corollas, get them while they last. The 21 models are still coming. Get $1,750 in addition to the great North Georgia Toyota savings or 0%.
And the 2020 Camry. We have a great selection. Get $2,250 in addition to the great North Georgia Toyota savings, and 0% is available.
Don't forget, we have the Comfort Buy process where the customer can do as little or as much as they want 100% online.
Plus, we're getting some great off-lease pre-owned cars. Come in, check out our certified pre-owned inventory.
Greg, other dealers are going to say we can't do that. What do we say?
We say, oh, yes, we can.
Only at North Georgia Toyota in Dalton. Come see us.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having the happiest of hump days. It is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Russ Huseman, who just had a fantastic 8-year run as UTC's football coach, 59-37. Three SoCon championships, three playoff trips, and he took over. As someone who's lived in this city since the early 70s, he took over when that program was at an all-time low and did a wonderful job. He is now entering his fourth season at Richmond, but we will get to that season and when it might begin in just a bit. Coach, how are you today?
Doing good. Thanks for the kind words. I didn't think you guys liked me, but I appreciate it.
Well, you know what we got to do now? It's almost like these are for our listeners that just moved here in the last 3 years, you know? It's like, hey, this Huseman guy was really good back in the day, even though back in the day it was 2015. All right. The Colonial Athletic Association last Friday obviously voted to suspend conference competition in football this season. But I also read, and correct me if I'm wrong, did they leave things up to the individual schools to where they could play as an independent if they wanted to? Because that's where I wanted you to kind of take over. I knew you had a scheduled third game of the season at Pitt, and of course the ACC hadn't announced anything yet. But where does this football season stand with Richmond?
Well, no, we won't go as an independent. I think it's probably just James Madison making that decision right now. People will be surprised. Our league in the CAA is, you know, we play football in the CAA, but, you know, a lot of our sports are in the Atlantic 10, some of the other teams in the league are in the Northeast Conference, whatever. So they play other sports, and it made it really hard because of what other conferences were doing and the decisions they were making. Villanova's in the Big East, you know, and they were canceling fall sports. So it was really hard for the CAA to go ahead and say, all right, let's play football but not other sports.
All right, I assume you were going through voluntary workouts when the announcement happened. How had that been going as far as the testing, and was everything okay? You didn't have to hit pause on any workouts due to a spike in COVID test or anything?
No, we were scheduled to come in the Wednesday before all this transpired, and we held off. We didn't bring them in, so we didn't have to bring them in and send them home. A lot of our local kids can use the facilities. So, you know, I think we got 15 guys that can use the facilities right now, but we didn't bring our football team back.
Okay. How did you get them together? Did you have a big Zoom meeting, or what did you try to do when the CAA made its announcement?
Well, I was told the day before the announcement was going to come, you know, it got out on Twitter a little bit too. And I asked our AD if I was okay to talk to my team the night before the announcement was going to be. So we had a team meeting, and I kind of told them, hey, here's what the announcement's going to be. And talked to them a little bit, but really there wasn't a whole lot I could say. I had not a lot of information. It was tough. I mean, it was tough. And, you know, hopefully maybe we can play in the spring. We'll see what happens so they don't lose this year. But we got to figure out what will happen if we do lose this fall and spring, and then what kind of waivers we can get for our guys to come back next fall.
We had Rusty Wright on a week or two ago, and we talked to him about that spring concept, and he could have gone on the rest of the hour with all the questions he would have as far as how in the world is this going to work. What would be your biggest concerns? I mean, I guess you're in a different spot because the Southern Conference still has football on the table for now. I mean, obviously the CAA doesn't. What about the spring, you know, playing in the spring, a spring season, would you like, and what would you detest the most about it?
You know, I think the hardest part of it is the fact that you're going to play a schedule, and probably by the time you can get cranked up, get it going, whether it's 8-game league game schedule, and if they have the playoffs, you know, it could run into April and May, and then the quick turnaround to come back and play a season the next fall would be my biggest concern. I think it's going to be really hard to play a scheduled playoffs and then tell your guys, all right, go home a little bit and then start getting ready. We're fixing to crank up another season here in a couple months.
You're listening to Russ Huseman, the fourth-year coach of the Richmond Spiders, who will not be playing a fall season due to the Colonial Athletic Association last Friday voting to suspend conference competition in football. You're listening to Russ here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, it's been too long, my friend. How you been?
Good. I follow you on Twitter, so I keep up with you pretty good. So, you give me a few laughs every once in a while.
Well, I gave you a few headaches back in the day, and this kind of leads me to you personally. I know you well enough. You like to be able to control just about everything in your life. Has this been the most frustrating time professionally for you by a long shot?
Yeah, by a million miles. No question about that. It's they canceled the season, and obviously that it felt like you got punched in the gut, and I know our players felt that way too. But right now it's unknown. I mean, what do we do in the fall? Do we get practice time? You know, do we get 8 hours a week with them? All the different scenarios. These questions won't be answered, you know, for a while for us for sure. So now we're just planning on how we get our guys back on campus. Now we're going to go to school here at Richmond, which is a good thing.
Right.
And they'll be on campus. So we'll have that opportunity. I think a lot of people don't realize this. And Jay, I know you're big. You like the recruiting part of it. I know you like the NFL draft better. But you know, we're in a huge time right now of recruiting, and I'm not sure. I think a lot of people realize it, but, you know, it is crunch time for these kids now making decisions. And, you know, we're spending a lot of time, you know, finding the best ways to recruit these guys, making sure we're doing everything that we can, start getting some commitments and kind of building a 2021 class. So, you know, you'd be surprised how much recruiting's going on right now.
Could that actually be a good thing for Richmond? I mean, think of some of the future NFL or guys who spent time in the NFL that you were able to get to Chattanooga because you offered them early. And I think about like a Davis Tull or a Keontae Davis or some of those guys who didn't have a senior season for injury sake. If you go get guys now who don't have a senior season because of Corona, I mean, it's got to be like the Wild West out there on the recruiting trail right now.
The Wild West. It's worse than Tombstone.
Well,
it's
you know.
Wild.
Go ahead and check that off the box, Wells. We have now had 17 consecutive conversations with Russ Huseman where Tombstone was mentioned.
I watched that the other day again, too. So
at a urinal, not a stand-up stall.
What's that?
Not at a stand-up urinal, though.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, but it is the Wild West. And I mean, it's we've offered and moved on guys quicker than we ever have, which has never been my philosophy. It's kind of, let's wait, let's get to know them. But now, you know, there's so much unknown that these guys – you know, are making decisions because they don't know if they're going to play high school football or not.
Right.
And so I don't have my senior season. And, you know, I feel for some of the guys that kind of right there on the bubble that aren't going to get a senior season or camps to prove how good they are. You know, we've signed six or seven kids out of our camps every year just by evaluating them off camp. And so I think some kids are going to get hurt by this. I think some kids are going to get over-recruited by this, too. So, you know, I think there's probably not a middle ground here. It's either one end of the spectrum or the other end of the spectrum.
Coach, you mentioned the draft, and you and I are as big a fans of the draft as anybody I know. How many of your former players are either first- or second-year guys trying to find a spot in the NFL who are going to get hurt drastically by no preseason games and opening camp rosters, dropping that down from 90 to 80?
Well, we had probably four pretty good players that normally, you know, would have been a free agent or would have been at least get into rookie camps. And none of the guys got that opportunity this year. So we won't have anybody that just graduated that will be in camp. And this pandemic has really hurt them. You know, I think back at Jacob, you know, Jacob got into a couple rookie camps that really helped him. And he got that opportunity and got his name out there. And then when it was time, he got an opportunity where, you know, these guys, I feel so bad for them because they couldn't have pro days. You know, they're not getting that opportunity, and that's what, you know, that was a tough time right there trying to push for these kids, but they just weren't taking players. They didn't have rookie camps. They didn't have all the things that they needed to evaluate them, and at places like Richmond, FCS schools, you know, I think it really hurt this group coming out this past year.
All right, Coach, you mentioned Tombstone. I'm assuming that you are a regular faithful fan like I am of Yellowstone, but if you're not, I am giving you something to help fill the void through the fall. It's not going to be as good as football, but trust me, if you are not a Yellowstone watcher, you will thank me if you start watching Yellowstone.
Great show.
Okay.
It's a great show. When I came here, I was kind of here by myself for a while before Amy and the kids came because they were finishing up high school in Chattanooga. And I started watching it. And I watched actually, you know, a couple of years with it. And when they got here, I kind of stopped. But I see the commercials. I could probably jump right back on and kind of get back in on it. But you're right. That's a great show.
You're listening to Russ Huseman, former UTC coach, now entering his fourth year at Richmond. Of course, the CAA has delayed their season, will not be playing it this fall. You're listening to Russ here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Russ, I know it's no secret you did not want to go in your fourth season with a 15-19 record. It's a tough league. How much more confident are you that the fourth team will be your best team, and how eager are you wanting to prove that whenever that day may come?
Well, I was really eager for this season. I think we have a really good team. We've got six fifth-year guys that decided to come back and not jump into the portal, who are excellent players, and we were thrilled about them. We have, you know, and these were guys that one was a transfer that we recruited, but the other ones were guys that were recruited by the other staff and feel great about them. And then from that point on, it was all our players that we had recruited moving forward. But you know, this is a nice. I mean, it's a special place here, and we can win. This was going to be a good year for us. I don't think there was a question. But you know, if they don't play in the spring and they come back in the fall and they get waivers and we get all these guys back, we'll have a tremendous football team.
All right, you know how we like to roll. When you've been great, we like to close with a rapid fire. First thing off the top of the head, ready to play?
Oh God!
All right, your first one. I don't know if I've done this one. Your first one's multiple choice. Which of these leagues will play this year? SEC, SoCon, both, or neither?
SEC.
Okay.
Are you still an excellent putter and yanking tee shots so far right that Rush Limbaugh passed to pick them up?
I've got the yips now, so I putt horribly.
Okay.
You knew I was an excellent putter at one time.
You were. That's how we won that tournament up on Signal.
Yeah, I used to be able to putt, and now I'm horrible. And the rest of my game hadn't gotten any better, so obviously I've gotten worse.
All right, today's National Hot Dog Day. What do you put on a hot dog?
Mustard. And chili if I got it, but
okay.
Mustard.
The What's the place you miss most in Chattanooga?
Besides Press Row, of course.
I wish I could have thought about this. You guys got me. There were so many great places there in Chattanooga and so many great friends that I made. But I'll say Press Row. What the heck?
All right, if the SoCon does play, how many mock games do you think you'll attend so you can scout the tight ends coach?
Everyone.
That a boy.
Awesome. Awesome. Listen, yeah. Russ, always
yeah,
I'll great.
I'll go road, home. I'll go every game. I already told Amy, my wife, that I'm going to every game if they play. And you know,
that'd be really cool.
And I got mixed feelings, you know. I want them to play, and I want people to play. But, you know, if they play, then there'll be playoffs this fall and there won't be playoffs in the spring.
It was Russ Huseman joining us here on Press Row. Always delivers. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.